This is the finished product of the animation effect that we'll be creating in this tutorial. It's a continuous wave loop animation in Flash 8, CS3, CS4, whatever Flash version you're using. Let's get to it. Hello everybody, in this Flash tutorial I'm going to show you how to create an animated wave effect. It's a continuous wave and it's a loop animation. And I haven't seen this anywhere, so I'm going to deliver it to the web for free to everyone. So follow along. So we'll press Flash ActionScript 3 project. It doesn't matter if you're in ActionScript 2 or ActionScript 3, or if you're in Flash 8 or Flash 9 or 10, CS3, CS4. It doesn't matter. This is just an animated timeline technique. So let's go to the dimensions. I'm going to change my dimensions. Let me show you first what I clicked on. I go down here to Properties Inspector and I click on Size. I change my dimensions to 300. You can make yours whatever you want, and the wave can be any size you want. I'm going to make my height 200, width 300. Press OK. And let's change the frame rate down here. I could have changed it in the settings panel, but I'm going to show you how to change it here. And we'll change it to 24. So we have a nice smooth animation. Okay, now let's go ahead and draw. Grab the pen tool, and we have a black stroke, 0.25. So, on stage, you'll grab the you don't grab, but you select one time, or you click down, and then you go to the other side of the stage, and you click again. And you hold down this time. This time you pull while you're holding, and this is how the pen tool works. You can make any shapes you want. So you click down and you hold, and you pull while you're holding, and you can make any shape you want. So you make an arc, and then you go to the other side, try to meet up at about the same parallel level, and then click again and it makes an arc to match it. Then we'll go up just or down just a little bit with our mouse and press and click down again, and then we'll go back to the middle and we'll do that same technique underneath. Click down and hold and pull. Match up the arc, let go, come over here, click down and it matches the arc, then click to meet the point, and now you have a full closed up shape. Custom shape, and that's how you make custom shapes with the pen tool. Let's see. Now we're going to give it a fill. So you highlight it, and press the arrow tool. Then I highlighted it. I go down to fill color, and let's give it a fill of blue. Now with that, let's move it down a little, be about the middle. Now we can take the symbol and get rid of the stroke. Now it has no stroke. Now we're gonna double click inside of it, the drawing symbol, and you'll see when you click it now it has a bunch of dots, little white dots on it. You press Control C, Control Shift V to paste in place. So we copied and pasted in place. Now I'm gonna take the new one that we pasted down and match it up to the end of the other one there, and I'm gonna go into about 400 or 800 so I can make sure I get a really tight match on these edges here. So if as I bring it in with my mouse, you can see it's not going to meet up. There's going to be an overlap there, or one edge is higher than the other, so you click the mouse subselection tool. Then when you click on that object, you can select the edges. Now you select that one edge and move with your mouse arrows up and down. So now you can see how I'm closing the gap or changing the height difference there, and that's it. Now I'm going to hit the regular selection tool and move it towards the other one until they touch. Now right there it's touching. Looks like we have a little edge here which we can get rid of. Well, maybe not. It shouldn't affect anything, it's so small. But normally you would want it really, really smooth and matched up really nice. Okay, so once you have that, we'll double click back and go to the main scene out of the symbol, and now right click the symbol, convert it to a movie clip, name it whatever you want, press OK, and now what you can do is double click it, go inside of it, convert that to a symbol too, make it another movie clip, this way we can animate it, press OK. Now we'll go out to frame 25 or frame 30, that sounds good, and then we'll on frame 30 you highlight it and press F6 to create a keyframe, so it puts this same object on stage in two different positions. Now you right click in the middle somewhere and create motion tween. Now with the other, you have your start position here, then your end position to the animation is here, so let's go ahead and drag it to where it's going to meet, so it'll do its loop. You want it to meet up just about perfectly, and we don't want it to have a difference in its Y position, so we're going to check. This one has a Y position of 0, this one has a Y position of -9, so let's get that to 0. There. Now let's see if it matches up. We might have to move the position to about right there. Now let's press F12 to render out, and there it is. Nice, beautiful, smooth, wavy line that's continuous, looping. This is great for advertisements, little banners, and I show you another trick here with it. Double click outside, go to the main scene, take it, put a go down to filters, add a filter of blur, high quality blur, and blur it out. Now render out by pressing F12. Look how pretty that is. Yeah, so you put a little border on that, some words zooming in and out, you got a beautiful advertisement there for Flash. And I'll even show you, I'll put a rectangle on top, give it a border real quick, get that black, no fill, make it about 4 just so it covers everything. And there it is. Now your advertisement has a border, nice Flash animation back there. You can put several of those going. Okay, and that's it. Hope you find that useful, and we'll see you next lesson.